بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. We are still in this chapter of Adai al-Amana, that we should fulfill the trust that is upon us. And from the ayat and ahadith that we had gone through, and a little lengthy hadith which we are presently discussing, which has come to an end. In there, it is all the trust that is upon a person, amanat, and a person must fulfill that amanat. That is the subject matter. And amanat is in every way, in money matters also, in our responsibilities and our duties also. In every way, whatever trust there is upon us, we should fulfill those trusts. And we will be questioned and taken to task for that on the day of Qiyamah. And the hadith that we read, narrated by Hazrat Huzaifa and Hazrat Abu Huraira, radiallahu ta'ala anhum, that there are two things. One was the trust, which is related to this chapter, amanat, and we must not make khiyanat in there. And the other is keeping up family ties, family relations. That is also very, very important. And it comes in the hadith that if somebody breaks ties with you, you don't break ties with him. And this is only valid for dini reasons. If somebody doesn't observe the commands of Allah Ta'ala, then a person can break ties with that person. But that also we have to check with sincerity whether it is for the sake of Allah or whether it is some other dunyawi matlab and motive. And because of that we're using deen as an excuse. So that should not be the case. However, we had discussed this hadith very briefly, that on the day of Qiyamah, Allah Ta'ala will bring forth a jannat with all its beauties. People will want to enter, but to have it open, they will first go to Adam alayhi salatu wasalam and ask him to have it open. He will excuse himself and advise them to go to other anbiya. Like that, finally, it will come to Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, and he will have the doors of Jannat open. Then people will start crossing now over full Sirat. And there also everyone according to his actions, his amal, at that speed will a person cross. The first that was mentioned was a person who will cross at the speed of lightning. And when inquired about what is that, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, don't you see how lightning, it just comes, flashes and it's gone. Like that at that speed, and then all the different other speeds, till finally a person whose amal will be so weak that he will not be able to walk, and he will sit on his hinds, on his buttocks, and he will like crawl in that way, and a long, long journey. And then on the side of the bridge, on one side will be the amanat, and on the other side will be the family ties that will be there. And it comes towards the end of the hadith, that they will come in the form of certain type of hooks which Allah will make. Those that they just scratch, those people will be saved. In other words, they also perhaps have done something wrong, but it wasn't so major. So only a scratch. Today a small scratch is also too much for us. What will be that scratch? And the others will be where it will actually grab them and throw them headlong into the fire of it. Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala anhu, who is the narrator of the hadith, he says that fall will be for 70 years. So how deep will that fall, and with what the power or strength will that fall be? And then a person will reach the bottom of Jahannam, and will reach Jahannam. Further, the commentary on this hadith, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam provided the ummah with detailed accounts of the realities of the year after. So this is the great favors of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and in the favors of Allah Ta'ala, that in the Quran Sharif also, over and over we have been reminded our responsibilities and what the consequences will be. If we fulfill those responsibilities, what the good returns will be. And if we fail in that, unfortunately, what the terrible consequences will be. So this is a great favor of Allah Ta'ala upon us, so that they could heed the warnings. And the warnings that are given, if somebody is giving you a warning about certain things, and you heed that warning, it is so good for you. But if you don't heed it, which unfortunately is generally our condition, if somebody tells us good, then we feel they are our enemies and they want to harm us. And if somebody encourages us on our evil, we take them as friends and we feel that they are the ones who are good to us. It is very, very important that a person lives his life keeping akhirat in mind, keeping the qabr in mind, that the day will come when everything of this dunya will be cut off from. Our life will carry on then in the qabr, and that will be according to how we lived in this dunya. Receive inspirations from the glad tidings and strive to achieve eternal bliss. And all the glad tidings for doing good, a person then tries to do that and achieve that. And all the warnings that are given, a person tries and stay away from all that. The sirat has been described as being thinner than a strand of hair and sharper than a sword. We can well imagine how it will be. Thinner than a hair. What is the, how a hair, how thin? And sharper than a sword. It is only one's amal by which a person can cross. And qurbani, which is coming now, and in the hadith it has come that this will be our conveyance over the fire on the bridge of Sirat. So we should open our hearts and make qurbani with an open, happy heart and correct way. We should not spoil our qurbani by videos, photos, etc., or any other haram. And also, food, etc., that we eat, there shouldn't be that we break the laws of Allah as far as qurbani is concerned. So all that is very important. Those who are pious will cross it easily, while sinners will have difficulty and stumble. So it's not a matter of how we live, in this world. That how we observe the commandments of Allah and stay away from His disobedience. It's not just a matter of pleasing people and just pleasing our nafs, but we should be pleasing Allah tabaruk wa ta'ala and consider what our life will be when crossing the full sirat. May Allah give us tawfiq and guide us to righteousness, inshallah. Subhanallah.